Thank you and good afternoon. The Arcata Fire District responded to a structure fire on Prairie Court in McKinleyville around 6:30 this morning after a PG&E employee reported the fire. When crews arrived on scene, moderate smoke was seen emanating from the residence, with fire visible from behind the home. An exterior attack of the blaze was conducted before additional personnel arrived on scene to make entry into the building, and they knocked down the fire within minutes. Nobody was home at the time of the fire, and no injuries were reported. Humble Bay Fire and the Fieldbrook Volunteer Fire Department assisted in putting out the blaze, and the cause remains unknown at this time. On Thursday night, the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office responded to Pine Creek Road in Hoopa and arrested a man who was listed on the Hoopa Willow Creek Most Wanted list. Investigative leads into the whereabouts of 31-year-old wanted man Shane Ulrich led law enforcement to a residence on Pine Creek Road, and they located Ulrich in the yard. Ulrich was placed under arrest without incident, and deputies also located methamphetamine and a glass pipe following a subsequent search of his person. Ulrich was transported to county jail, where he was booked for his outstanding warrants, as well as possession of a controlled substance and paraphernalia. Humboldt deputies responded to an alarm that was tripped at the Seventh Day Adventist Church on F Street in Eureka around 11 o'clock on Thursday night. Upon arrival, law enforcement found the two front doors unsecured, but there were no signs of forced entry into the building. Deputies searched the building and located 39-year-old Jeremy Notman hiding under a table. Notman, who had a misdemeanor arrest warrant out in his name, initially provided a false identity to law enforcement, and he was placed under arrest. Notman was booked into county jail for the warrant, as well as for providing a false name to a peace officer. Representatives at the church will not press any criminal charges against Notman. An ordinance that affects how older homes can be sold was passed last year by the Arcata City Council, and with the start of the new month, the ordinance went into effect today. The ordinance will now require the property owner or homeowner to have the sewer lines checked for any house over 25 years old before it could be sold. Arcata Public Works said that a significant amount of water that enters the city's sewer system comes from leaks in old pipes, and an inspection of the house's sewer laterals is now required before said house can be sold. For more information, homeowners in Arcata are encouraged to contact the City Public Works Department. The City of Arcata will begin a series of concrete and asphalt improvement projects on Monday morning, beginning with the sidewalk at the corner of 8th and H Streets. One-lane controlled traffic will be in effect from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday near the Jacoby Storehouse building at the corner of 8th and H, and motorists are advised to anticipate delays or to plan an alternative route. The project will precede construction and concrete pouring on F Street and near the city ballpark on April 18th and the 25th, followed by asphalt paving on F Street on May 2nd. All of the projects are expected to be completed by June. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Caltrans issued an update this afternoon on the repairs along Highway 3, which had 100 yards of its road wash out. Work crews are in the process of removing over 60,000 cubic yards worth of slide material, which is the equivalent of 5,000 large dump truck loads. Construction of a new and more stable embankment could begin as early as April 11th. An alternative route has been established along Trinity Dam Boulevard and State Creek Road, but it comes with restrictions. A four-wheel drive vehicle is recommended, and it cannot come with a trailer. One-way controlled traffic will also be controlled by a pilot car at all times. A longer alternative route has also been established through Trinity Mountain and Eastside Road. Mandated state water cutbacks will most likely stay in place. Dan Squire has more.
The North Coast has seen plenty of rain in the past 4 months. In fact, we have seen rainfall totals above the normal yearly average. That's not the case in the rest of the state, however, and on Wednesday, a measure of the state's snowpack found that snowpack had about 95% of normal. It was last year when Governor Brown announced the drastic cuts to water usage around the state, including mandatory cutbacks of 20% across the board. That is unlikely to change this year, even with a wet winter locally, and the state's three largest reservoirs have refilled. But little rain fell in Southern California, and reservoirs are nowhere near to full, meaning that water restrictions will remain in place for the foreseeable future.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news on this Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.